This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
It's 11:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Lori McSweeney, the Executive Director from Waldemar Nature Center. Welcome back to the show, Lori.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you back here. Lori, since we last talked, I've got to imagine that life has been a little bit difficult. If I remember correctly, you guys are not funded through any of the entities of government. You generated your own funds. So how have you managed to do that? Because I'm glad to say you are still here, and yep. We appreciate that.
I'm very glad to say that Waldemar is here and growing strong, and that's a really good place to be. It has been really tough, and we've been doing that by tightening our belts. We're very good at that. For 40 years, we've been doing that, and we have really had to cinch down. The thing that we were talking about earlier is how nice it is now that people are beginning to spread back out into the community and participate with Waldemar, and that makes all the difference in the world. And it is all about, especially children, getting them acclimated into the wild and then getting them so that they're excited about it in any way, shape, or form. And that's what we do best, and I'm just glad to say that we can do it, and it's going to be the best season we've had in a long time.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of great optimism. And that's fantastic.
There's no doubt about it.
The journey that our society's on as far as its exposure to nature and having fun with nature and having kids learn about nature, where are we at in that path? I mean, are we on an upswing or are we on a downswing? Are more and more kids getting involved and excited? Where's the path for nature discovery?
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, families today are more concerned about letting their children be outdoors by themselves. Straight away, across the country, it just seems to be the standard thing. The other is that in order for us all to survive, we've had to work really long hours. So by the time the parents get home and they get dinner and they get all the errands run, there just isn't time like there used to be when we were kids to be able to get outdoors. It seems like there's a plug-in society. Hey, kids, mm-hmm. you know, get to the nearest tech here because I got to make dinner. I've got to do these bills. And the only opportunities are those safe havens like Waldemar, mm-hmm. where you can have qualified staff that really know what they're doing to be able to give kids the time outside, the quality time, mm-hmm. which in my opinion is being able to allow them to be, to use their imagination, to be free enough, yet have a supervisor there,
sure.
that they can actually build forts in the woods and play along a river bank or watch the trees, and the birds in the forest. Those things are vital to the lifelong the lifelong journey we have with nature. And in my opinion, we don't do enough of that at all. You know, in the elementary schools and the middle schools, we're ending recess. Go figure.
How can that be?
Are
you serious?
That was my favorite class.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely a vital thing.
Right.
So places like Waldemar that have the safe havens for children become more and more valuable, and they become harder and harder for the family to get to. So the more we are able to get to the community and remind people, get out there, get over there and see, you know, what's going on. Those things are very important. I know when my kids were young, Rick, we used to go to Preuss Animal House all the time. If there was a rainy day, if there was a snowy day, we were at Preuss because it allowed the kids to just experience right in your face, you know, that moment, you know, being able to see birds, being able to see fish, being able to see all of the different types of pets up close. Then when you get out in nature, it's not such a scary thing.
Good point.
Yeah, you know, it's vital. You know?
Right. And it does, you know, in the middle of the winter, it's hard to get kids booted up and out there and past their kneecaps and knees in snow. But, you're right. Exposure, exposure, exposure. We were talking mm-hmm. about dogs and how it's important at that 8 to 12 or 16 week period of time. Mike Morgan is always reminding us of exposure, exposure, exposure. And you're right. I mean, these kids need to be exposed as much as they can about what nature's all about, and in a small dose when they come in, just that little inoculation when they come into our store. But in a large way, I mean, you wake up in the morning, you open the door, and you hear those birds this time of year, and you're like, and then there's a nice snowfall over top, and you're like, wow, that is nature, and kids need to be able to experience that. And then when you walk out to a Waldemar Nature Center or any of the great nature centers in our area, that's the experience. Mm-hmm. That's really what it's about, and just hearing those noises. We had someone before you, Bill Thomas from Birdwatcher magazine, Birdwatcher's Digest, and he and his family have been on the journey with bird watching. How about the Nature Center? Is there a lot of bird watching opportunity this time of year? Are you seeing people come out looking for bird watching?
Mm-hmm. Yep. As a matter of fact, year round, which is really nice, but particularly now is a great deal of fun. We have two things, too. For many, many years, we've had some volunteers who have maintained our bird feeding station. And it has been the same bird feeding station all these years. So we have a selection of birds coming in. So you can actually go into our nature center, you know, when it's open, stand by the window and see a broad range of species that are coming in because they know that that's, you know, that they're going to have the food there. They have good habitat around them. And mm-hmm. it's been a very consistent element. So it's totally fun just to come and watch by that window. I mean, we've seen indigo bunting. If you can imagine, just crazy things, all kinds of different birds that are coming in. So that one is a lot of fun. But then we also have such a diverse ecosystem out on our property. With only 178 acres, we have like seven different distinct ecosystems. Uh-huh. And when you start to do that, you really see a broad range of birds. We've even seen the bald eagle. Uh-huh. coming over, which is fantastic.
Okay.
Most remarkable,
wow.
The bluebird. We've had bluebirds right in the yard of the campus area. So we literally, everything stops the moment they come in. Somebody says, I think I see one. And we are all huddled around the window. It's just awesome to watch that.
Yeah, they are fabulous. As a matter of fact, we had a bluebird who was a regular on our bird bath last year. And every time it showed up, you're exactly right. Life stops and you pay attention to it. So, Lori, in terms of the seed sale, I understand that you have a bird seed sale that mm-hmm. you do. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about that?
Yep. It's one of our longest standing fundraisers. And as we mentioned earlier, Waldemar really has to have a lot of diverse fundraisers in order to survive. And the reality is, in order to have those kids come out to Waldemar, we have to have the funding to be able to support that. And the bird feed sale is a perfect way to do that. So we've been doing the sale for years and years. We do four of them each year. And this year has just been wonderful because I've actually been able to be more a part of the bird seed sale. So I'm meeting the customers now that are coming out, very dedicated people. And it's interesting to me because what I hear from them is, we have really good seed. Now, I've always bought the seed. I've always had it in my yard. I enjoy doing that. I love watching the birds. But you really, when you hear it from the people who have gone out and bought other seed from other places, it's really remarkable how good our seed is.
I want to make a little comment on that. Simply put, when I was in college, a summer job I had was actually going out to Waldemar Nature Center. And that's when I was a little bit more of a young buck that could move things around a bit. And I carried a lot of thistle seed for mm-hmm. several weeks. It was moving like mounds and mounds of thistle seed from one large bag on this pile over to another pile on that pile. And it was quite amazing to see how much thistle seed. At the time I was in college, I didn't even know what thistle seed was. And then all of a sudden you come in and listen to all these people talk about how great it was, mm-hmm. you know, and here it is, well, several years later, and you're still throwing thistle seed around. So
absolutely. It's a really good thing to do. A lot of people say, Why in heaven's name are you doing that? You should just leave the birds to their natural environment. But we believe very strongly that the very first, you know, as we heard earlier, that very first contact with the birds is in your own backyard. And when you are doing that, you are stepping in the cycle of the lifelong birding. Caring about the environment is so important. And this is the first element. Do the birds need us? Heck no. But providing them good quality seed, making sure that we're keeping our feeders clean, providing the habitat that is safe for them, those are all the conditions that make it so that we create the environment for lifelong nature involvement. And that is what Woldemar is all about.
And that's the thing that the public needs to understand, is the consistency of having it there makes a difference. So great work being done out there. We've been speaking this morning with Lori McSweeney, the executive director from Woldemar Nature Center. And Lori, we just want to thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm delighted. And I hope everyone will come on out, go to any nature center, but especially Woldemar.
Well, and we hope that they'll do that too. Rick, we're going to continue the conversation and speak with Dr. Wayne Beasley about the veterinary care for wild birds right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. So